Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Amy Schmidt-Peters, candidate for Carbon County Assessor. Amy, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So let's jump right into things. And one thing when people look at when they're trying to decide who to vote for assessor is the qualifications of that person. So let's kind of talk about your qualifications and experience for the position of assessor.
You bet. So as the qualifications come down to what it needs to be in the assessor's office, the assessor's office allows that, according to state code 1717-2, they say that I have 36 months to get my assessor's license. So that's what I plan to do in a little bit shorter period, though. So I do plan to jump in right away. We're not the only people out there that are qualified to do this job. Myself and another out there, we just decided to jump in and actually, you know, compete against each other and go for this job and make it better for you, the citizens. And I think my compassion for that is making it a better office for you. And I can do that because I do have a doctorate in leadership. I know where to get resources from. I'm a veteran. I served this country before, and I want to serve you. And my qualifications for that, just making my desire and my passion towards that right there qualifies me. And I just want to share that with everyone out there is that getting the license is not going to be the big deal here. Getting into the assessor's office and helping you, that's where we want to focus our attention on. I believe in you to have a fair market assessments, and that's what I want to work hard for.
And then another aspect of your campaign that I thought kind of stood out was your slogan of transparency, reliability, resourcefulness, and trustworthiness. Now, my question for you is, why do you think these are important characteristics to have, and how do you plan to uphold them?
That's a great question. So I'm going to kind of just break that down a little bit as far as here's transparency, reliability, resourcefulness, and trustworthiness. So they all kind of, to me, just grab together. As a Republican candidate, it goes back to the source and the preamble of what a Republican believes in. And that transparency, I'll start out with that one, is I believe in giving people the resources that they need to have. If you have Greenbelt and you want to put your property in Greenbelt, you need to know those resources. And I can bring those up. I can show you those resources, show you what you need. So, and that to me is transparent. I want you to know that you can come into our office and that's what I'll be, is available and transparent to you. So if I'm out sick, I'm going to let you know I'm out sick. But you know, if I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation. Those are the kind of transparency things I'm thinking about, if that makes sense. Reliability, knowing that you can rely on me and the office so that you can get your answers or your questions answered, rather. And that is very important, knowing that you can come into the office, find the resource. If we don't know the answer, we're going to dig for it and we'll find you that resource so you can have better property assessments. Resourcefulness, that goes right along with that, is being able to, for me, I researched all my life. I've been in education a lot, and that's really easy for me to give to you, is being resourceful. The very last one is trustworthiness. My sources are going to be trustworthy, and so that way you can rely upon them.
And then with the recent controversy that's been going on the last few years surrounding the assessor's office, if you are elected, what are your plans to make that office run smoothly and rebuild public trust within that office?
That's a great question and so important, because that's what's making this such a controversial vote this time, right? So really this is what it's about, is coming down to making sure we have reliable resources for you, the public, being able to be transparent to you. Those are things I promise to give to you, because those are important values for me. When I deal with folks in offices or whatever I'm trying to get, I want to have that same fairness and be treated fairly. So I know that you do too, and that's the reason why I think I can make those changes in the office. I have proven leadership skills that being in a team is so important in building team trust with each other. And then that way you can rely on each other. The second one is education. If we're not educated in the office, we are going to get the education that we need. We'll get the certifications that we need so we can be licensed for you and we can give that reliable trust right down to the core of it.
And then you kind of touched on it a little bit, but one aspect of the assessor's office is the training and management of the employees. What leadership strategies and styles would you plan to employ if you are elected to keep this office running smoothly?
You bet. So first off is helping people reach their goals. And if they need the training, then we're going to get them that training. Together, working together as a team, we come together. That's my strategy, is to come together, hold those meetings that you do need to, so we can reach the goals that being trained, being certified, that way we can uphold those values in the office and give better customer service.
And then unfortunately, Amy, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, you bet. I'm just looking forward to serving you. I have served the public pretty much all my life, and I look forward to doing that from the assessor's office. I have the leadership ability. I have the financial background. I just want to be there for you guys, and I want to uphold fairness throughout the county. Thanks so much for listening, and vote for Amy 2024.
Well, Amy, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Amy Schmidt-Peters, candidate for Carbon County Assessor. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.